It's an iterative process, and the prompt I've kept basically the same, and now it's just a repeat cycle, and I know that it's working, and I can even like arm other people in the organization. So now it becomes an ability for me to scale out across whomever's meeting with customers.
Well, welcome to Soundbites. My name is Bill Binch, operating partner with Battery Ventures. I would like to welcome our guest, a good friend of Battery, Richard Terry Lloyd, the Chief Customer Officer of Netlify. Welcome, RTL.
Thank you, Bill. Really excited to be here.
Well, listen, the goal for today, RTL, is for you to share a challenge that you recognized inside of Netlify. Share what tools you're using, what AI tools you're using to try and tackle that challenge. And then lastly, if it's possible, share the impact of what that solution has created for you. So let me hand it to you with that.
Thank you, Bill. If I sort of think about for us, I've sort of started a campaign over the last couple of months of just going out and visiting all of our customers. And so when I've been thinking about how to get prepared, there was a couple different things that I've done from an agentic perspective. First and foremost, I had one of our SEs sort of stitch a lot of our products together to really take advantage of all the data that we have across a set of tools. The first tool that we used was a tool by the name of Vitaly. And so we plugged in a lot of data that we had into Vitaly and allowed us to at least store it in one spot. And then obviously we're using Gong for a lot of our calls as well. And between those two tools, I was able to get a snapshot of the last 3 months of all of our customer support and ticketing within Vitaly, and then all of the sales as well as customer calls that were happening within Gong. And I'll summarize both of those together. And then what I would do is I basically create a really simple prompt, which is if I'm going into a company today as a chief customer officer, I'd love to know what are the top four strategic initiatives of this company and how Netlify might be able to help that company enable those strategic initiatives. And then I literally dumped all the 3 months worth of Vitaly work in, all of the account mapping that I got from Gong, put it all in there, and then just said, summarize this, make it really simple that I can put it in a slide to go ahead and present to our customers within what I call voice of the customer. And so that allowed me to have a really clean organizational framework that allowed the dialogue to happen between the team that was going on site, their executive leadership. And I would just put it up there and say, based upon what you're seeing on the screen, do we have alignment across your key strategic initiatives, how we've been able to support those initiatives to date, and different opportunities for us to really maximize what we can do together? And every single time I walked into the meeting, I got a bunch of head nods, and the customer was like, that's really great that you're sort of thinking about these different initiatives that we have, the strategies that we have, as well as ways that you can help us have an impact on those. And then I would dovetail into like our product roadmap or additional work that we're doing that allowed us to sort of come together with the strategy that allowed us to maximize what we can do for that organization. So it's a bit of a small hack, but it's something that I've been able to put together, and I've tested it probably 15 times over the last month. And it's definitely proved to be beneficial to both me, my teams, as we're going into these meetings and make sure that we're maximizing the time in front of the customer.
So RTL, if I read this back, the campaign you initiated was before you reach out, before you go on site with meeting a customer, which is your goal, to line up what Netlify, your value prop is with problems that they have, is you use these two systems, Vitaly and Gong, to go and get your data of what you knew about that customer, the data of any interactions with that customer, put those together, and then line that up with, it sounds like, the value props that Netlify solves for customers. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. And what I found super helpful is because Vitaly would also pull in all my Zendesk tickets and all of the other like customer issues that may have happened, I was also not going to get blindsided. So I wasn't going to walk into a meeting and be like, let me tell you about all the great things we're doing and how I can sell you more technology. It allowed me to at least get grounded and be like, okay, at least I know the issues that I'm walking into. I can also think about like what sales is talking to them about potential upsells or, you know, the additional benefits that we may have with future product releases coming out. And I was armed on both sides of the equation. Plus, I knew where the customer was going from a strategic perspective. And then I made it really simple so that I could at least like think about it, memorize it, and have it in my mind so that when I got in front of their execs, I was able to communicate, hey, here are your high-level initiatives, and we're able to hit them dead on. And I wasn't going to get hit with something like, oh, you gave me all these problems in the past.
Love this. Love this. And you said 15 times last month. Did you see by using this combination of tools and do the pre-work that it got you into more meetings? And then the second question would be, once you got into the meetings, it sounds like you were just better armed. You were sharper on being able where to navigate the conversation to. Are those the two benefits that you'd say you derived from this?
So yes, absolutely. Right. I was able to like, if I was having a hard time getting into a meeting, I was also able to be like, hey, here's some of your strategic initiatives. I've got an awesome stuff on my roadmap that we can hit on. And so I could send those out in advance to land it, but also coming out of the meeting, because all of the work that happens after the meeting is so critical that like you've got a very clear set of actions that are going to come out of it regardless of like what the discussion is, because I've got my key initiatives, I've got my outputs, I've got it, and then it's just about agreeing. And then I take that voice of the customer and that becomes my output for my set of next steps that I am able to drive coming out of that. And so, you know, for a pretty small, nimble, fast-moving team, this is something that I was able to create a repeatable motion around. And I'm using that exact same context now to your point about sending out, you know, emails to additional customers that I have coming up in October and what I'm going to go through. So I like, it's an iterative process, and the prompt I've kept basically the same over and over and over again. And now it's just a repeat cycle, and I know that it's working. And I can even like arm other people in the organization that are going to go have similar conversations. I gave them the prompt, I gave them the format, I gave them all that stuff. So now it becomes an ability for me to scale out across whomever's meeting with customers.
You had another great use case. You want to take a few moments to run us through that one?
Yeah, so this one's like a little hacky, right? So I'm sort of rebuilding my RevOps team, and I didn't want like get in anybody's hair. So I went into Salesforce, just created like a basic report. Give me every S, what we call them S0s, which is like no qualification, just roll it into the pipeline. And then like, give it to me, like every S0. And then what stages did they move through in the cycle over the last quarter? I just grabbed all of that data unfiltered and dumped it into a CSV. Okay. And then I grabbed that CSV. I threw it into ChatGPT and I said, okay, like, I'm going to really think about this thing like from a RevOps perspective. So I want to know, like, what stage did the deals get to? How long did they sit in stages? How did they, like, what was their aging throughout that sort of same thing? Looked at it across net new versus upsell, then broke it down by like the team. Like, what was the BDR AE? What was the CSM AE? And let's look at like what they did, what their conversion rate, what their close rates, all of the attainment that they did. And I just said, run it. And it ran it through, and it gave me like a whole bunch of different like Excel sheets that sort of like were in chat. And then I said, hey, summarize this and like show me like the highlights. So like I got, like it kicks you back like a whole bunch of different tabs. So then I could roll through the tabs. And just with like some basic cleanup, I could see, all right, which teams were doing awesome? Which CSM AE are just crushing it? And like, I'm going to spend some time with them. What are like, oh, you're like the ideal team. Like, let's roll you and teach the rest of the organization what you're doing. I did the same thing with the BDRs. Okay. Well, how are you guys doing it? Great. Like, let's learn from you And versus like going through it, like, okay, punitive. I'm like, use this as like a learning motion. And then it helps me to really drive that forward. And this, like, this was money, man. I could see like immediately speed to close. I could see the teams. I could figure out how people were investing their time and also gaps, like where I might be able to find additional pipeline across, like, oh, these guys are just CSM AE. Great job on upsells, but like, are you leaving pipeline behind? Maybe you could run some of this BDR play. So that was just something that I did really simply, no help from anybody else but myself. And then it allowed me to go back and share it with the team.
I love the simplicity of this existing system, Salesforce and Excel. You take data out of one, you dump it into the other, you use this agentic tool, ChatGPT, to, like you said, help it summarize, help it look for winning combinations, give the highlights, and you come back. And I think what's important about what you just did there, RTL, is, like you said, not to weaponize it, but to come back and use it for where are we winning and how do we go teach that across the rest of the organization to make it a learning program.
Yeah, just totally coaching. I know I got like 2 minutes. I'll give you one last thing. So like, I know we have like, everybody's got their forecast and everybody looks at that and you've got your gut and all that stuff. Cool. I got my forecast. I got my gong. Gong does its forecast. Cool. I got that. And I got like, finally, I got all these different tools. And then I'm like, all right, I got one more check against the system. I do the same thing. I just get my forecast, what's going to close. I dump that and I go, chat, what do you think we're going to close over the next 5 working days? And it like runs through, gives you all of like the predictability, kicks you back out a number. And you're like, okay, now I got like a third check on the system. Cost me no money.
Another check.
Cost me no time. And gave me one more view on all the different stuff. So simple.
I'm a huge believer of that, RTL, because it's like, okay, I do top-down conversion of what my pipeline is and what I think is going to convert to close one. I do a bottoms up by looking at deal by deal. But anything you can do to crowdsource a forecast and get more data points is just a winning recipe.
Why not? So right?
another great hack. This is a great use case, RTL. Simple, straightforward, helping you get more meetings, helping you be more on point when you're in the meetings, and then creating next steps when you come out of the meetings by understanding the voice of the customer. And you wrapped it up in super short amount of time. So thank you for coming on and sharing with us today.
Absolutely, Bill. Appreciate it. Appreciate you and all your support you've given me.